According to Fox Bet Sportsbook, Duke's Paolo Banchero has jumped Jabari Smith and Chet Holmgren as the heavy favorite to be tonight's number one overall pick in the NBA draft. Shannon, what do you think? What do you make of that prediction?
Skip, I don't know if people understand how betting works, but people bet money to win. They don't bet for fun. You and I have these fun bets out here. Skip, this is people.
Hey, they're blood bets to me, but
yeah,
go ahead.
But Skip, people, this is people make a living. They pay mortgages in college to
yeah,
for tuition.
So? By doing
and the odds, like, Skip, I'm trying to get odds. Mm-hmm. And the better odds is Banchero. Mm-hmm. So people, you see the flood of the money coming in on Banchero. Mm-hmm. I still believe it's going to be Jabari Parker. Jabari Smith, mm-hmm. I believe. So at the end of the day, I get it. The odds are weighted in Banchero's favor. It's like, well, you know what? I'm getting 10-1. I can bet this where I'm only getting 3, 4, 5-1 on Smith. Well, the smart thing is say, okay, the greater the odds, the more chance I have to win. That's kind of like Mattress Mack. Mattress Mack, he's taking the odds, Skip. So for me, I'm not reading anything into this. I'm taking, if I had me a little cheese, I'd go put my money on Jabari Smith. Mm. And win. And all that money that them somebody bet on Banchero is just going, whew, somebody about to build a new hotel, new casino out there in Vegas with all that money they keep betting on Banchero.
It is a groundswell of runaway money being bet on, I think it's Banchero.
Banchero, okay.
Okay, but there's so much money, if you look at these stats, that is pouring in that somebody out there, a whole lot of somebodies, think they know something that maybe the mock drafters don't know.
Right.
There are all kinds of speculative analyses out there that Banchero is supposed to be, that Orlando considers Banchero a better fit for them than even Jabari is. Even though they entertain the notion of Chet Holmgren, that they've had all three of them in to Orlando over mm-hmm. the last, what, week or so, 10
right.
days or so.
Yep.
And they posted workout video of Chet and then of Jabari, but they did not post any workout video of Banchero, leading some to believe they're trying to sort of hide him, you know, like don't hype him, don't. But again, they're kind of betting against themselves, so it's not like somebody's going to steal him.
I can see if it was a situation, I'm picking two, mm-hmm. I'm picking three,
yeah.
I'm picking four. I don't want to show how good this workout was. You picking one. And last I checked, can't nobody supersede one.
Nobody can.
So who cares if I chose the workout? Let me show you what I'm about to get at number one. Hey, cue the tape.
Yep.
I can show all of that.
You can.
It's kind of like when San Antonio had a number one pick with Tim Duncan. Mm-hmm. They're like, we taking Duncan. It's opening. What's the discussion? Or when Orlando had Shaq, they take it. What's the discussion? Mm-hmm. I don't care who. I don't care what other workout you have. We're taking that guy.
Is it possible somebody with multiple picks has fallen completely in love with Banchero and wants to trade Orlando for one? We've got several teams. Oklahoma City has multiple picks.
Right.
Spurs have multiple. I don't know.
Right.
I'm just throwing this out because this seems significant to me that so many people are betting so much money on better odds
right.
that Banchero will somehow be the shock pick at number one.
Well, since you want some blood, let's put some blood dew on it.
No. Nope.
I got Jabari Smith.
Nope, I'm not betting against that.
Well, hello, you just told me that.
You're Mr. Chalk. Rock Chalk. You must have gone to Kansas. Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
No, Skip.
That's all you ever bet Chalk.
We talked about a month ago.
Yep.
I said I like the kid from Auburn over Chet Holmgren.
Mm.
You like Banchero.
I don't recall you saying that,
yes,
but I'll give you that.
Nah, you
said it yesterday that you'll take the kid from Auburn.
Okay, you like the guy that seems like he's walking on stilts.
Mm.
I like the other guy that has a
look. I don't like. I told you after I saw him against Memphis and Arkansas, I said, you know what? I'm sorry, I'm out.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm taking Jabari Smith, and I'm not looking back.
Yeah.
Banchero. I mean, all the guys have flaws, Skip. It's not like it's a slam dunk, like I said, like Tim Duncan. We don't even need to work out anymore.
Well, now the bigger intrigue to me after what Bruce Pearl said about Walker Kessler being the most dominant player in college basketball last year, I'm wondering if somebody will jump in and take Walker Kessler at 7.5 before Chet Holmgren goes. That's what I'm waiting for.
You think so?
I would not be shocked at all. Bruce Pearl carries weight. I know he's trying to hype his kids,
yeah.
but he was making PowerPoints about this Walker Kessler.
Maybe top 10.
Yep.
Hey, Shannon, is blood dew more valuable than regular diet dew?
Yep.
Does blood do have sugar in it? I think it does. There's some.
I don't know. No mercy.